And now, more civil societies, hearing ideas for real change.
I'm going to talk about how the government can stuff up data collection and end up with the results that they want to push a welfare policy which isn't going to work. This is about the cashless debit card, which was started about 18 months ago in South Australia and Western Australia in small, mainly indigenous communities where they took 80% of their cash and put it on the card. If you were on a welfare payment, you got it if you were black and white. And you got it whether you had drinking problems or any other problems or whether you were a perfectly good, upstanding citizen. You were put on this card compulsorily. So this is a bit of a rave about bad policy making and what's happening because they call this a trial. And the idea of a trial is to collect evidence to prove something works or doesn't work. But I used to teach research methods and I'm very cautious when I look at statistics, trying to work out where they came from. So this is a rave about how they actually did a very bad piece of research or funded a very bad piece of research. And we're going to get policies based on really crappy, unreliable data. So I'll start with the headline, which is in The Australian on Friday, which said, "Grog abuse drops under welfare card. Minister Tudge is reported saying there are very few other initiatives which have had such an impact." The box which had results under it said, "A better life," quoting statistics like 41% of drinkers reported drinking alcohol less frequently, as did 37% of binge drinkers, 48% of gamblers and drug takers. I looked at that and I thought, they're funny questions. How reliable are you if you get asked those sorts of questions? Would you really tell the truth? Would you really tell people that you are not behaving in a responsible manner, that you're doing things that could be illegal? So I went into the report and decided I'd have a look at the methodology. I looked down and found eventually, in the government-funded evaluation, that there was a section which did describe the methodology and raise some sort of questions. But when you actually look at the results, they stated clearly the same sorts of things and the government took them. So I'm just going to get you to imagine what would happen. If you were walking down the street, if you were an Aboriginal person or a person on welfare in a small country town, and you were walking down the street and somebody came up to you and asked you whether you were on a welfare card. First of all, you'd probably find that a bit uncomfortable to answer. But they're also telling you that if you actually fill in this questionnaire, that you will get $30 a card that you can spend. So you'd like the gift card, so you think, okay, why not? Then they ask you your name. And you're on welfare, so that's a bit uncomfortable. They say they're from the government. They tell you that they're going to make it confidential. Do you believe them? It's a bit hard to believe them, given the fact that having dealings with places like Centrelink, not much is actually kept confidential. So you be careful about what you say. You don't really like the card. It's a bit shaming. You'd rather have the cash. But it was compulsory, so you put up with it. Then they start with a whole lot of boring stuff, which is something when I was teaching research methods, I used to say, don't start with the demographics. So they go through your name, where you live, who lives in your household, where the place is, and all sorts of other sort of background details. And they go through about 20-odd questions of those. And then they start with some nasty ones, which are about drinking. Drug habits. Do you borrow money? Do you run out of food sometimes? Do you buy stuff that's illegal? By this time, you're really worried. Why are they asking you this? There's no reason to assume that you're one of the people that does this and you have to keep saying no, 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 no to these series of questions. Or if you are somebody that sometimes gets on the booze, you're going to tell these people. You start sort of really feeling some serious doubts and the questions are long. They're sitting there with one of those tablets in front of you, so sometimes you get really muddled about what it means because you can't see anything. These are strangers. You're possibly even standing next to somebody you know because it doesn't say that this is done in privacy. It's picking you up on the streets. So you obviously answer in the way that they would be pleased. You know they want this project to work. You know it's a trial. You know they come from the government. You know the government thinks that this is a great plan, even though you think it's pretty crappy. But what the hell, you're going to get a $30 card. You're going to be able to get away from these people. This is a very boring, long questionnaire with lots of long stories, so you tell them what they want to hear. And it goes on like this. It starts asking you questions about your community. It starts asking you questions about whether you use the services there. Detailed questions. It's all getting very boring. And then right at the end, they start asking you some questions about, do you think the plan works? Do you think the card's made life better? You know, are you pleased with this? Some nice statements like, I now feel I've got, can help my kids with their homework and I'm much better at managing my money. So you agree with those because that keeps them happy. And they finally stop. You grab your card and you go away. Now, I taught research methods for a long time. If I'd have had a student that would have put that up as a questionnaire, I would have failed them because I know you can't bore people by asking them crappy questions in the first place. So I get really concerned about the fact that this is a questionnaire that's been done by a legitimate organisation, and I wonder how they've done it, because it's also something I sat on an ethics committee, and there's something unethical about asking people to talk about their illegal drug use or their binge drinking, particularly standing in the middle of a street. So that's the data that the government has now got, that it's putting on the front page of the newspapers, and it's using to justify spreading this to the gold fields and possibly spreading it at some stage to all welfare recipients. Tony Abbott suggested that last week. Such a good idea. Put them on a card, keep them away from spending their cash on chocolate biscuits, anything else we don't approve of. So I just want people to start thinking about the fact that when they pick up something and they find that the government is saying, whoopee, we've got this really good set of data, how far the group that does this particular piece of research gives the government what it wants, how far the government represents what it sees as what it wants. How responsible is the government using data which they know could be wrong in order to tout a piece of policy which takes away people's rights to control their cash and control their lives, even if they have nothing to do with too much drinking or any other sorts of problems. Basically, it's crap.
More Civil Societies, every week with Julie Macken and Eva Cox.